It is time for Parenting Moments once again with Kimberly Eckert here on Shine FM. Kimberly, I see that we're going to be looking at a whole new topic about backpacks and things. What's that all about?
That's right. So we're trying to figure out what is in your child's backpack and do they really have everything they need to have a good school year. And this is based on a beautiful article by a woman named Homa Tavagar, and she's the author of Growing Up Global. And we are going to be asking some good questions this morning. So Les, here's what I'm posing to parents and teachers who are listening today. What is the most important back-to-school supply your child needs this first month of school? And I'm going to give you some clues.
Okay.
Number one, it actually does not fit in a backpack. Two, it cannot be ordered online. Three, it is as essential as a pencil, but unlike a pencil, no technology can replace it. And number four, it's possible to equip every student with it, and even better, when we do, it can transform the world.
So I'm not very good at riddles, and so...
So you have no guesses.
Well, how about a good attitude?
Well, I think that's a valiant effort on your part, but the answer is empathy.
Okay.
And, you know, people who are listening might go, well, what's the big deal with empathy? Why is that the most important thing for our children to take back to school? And again, it's because empathy starts by helping us learn how to be in somebody else's shoes. And it's a key step for our children in understanding the perspectives of others differ from their own. And it isn't just a nice thing to do. It's actually a very essential and active skill that many people are calling the 21st century most needed skill. And in fact, what it does is that it's like a muscle. The more that our children learn how to empathize, it gets stronger and stronger. And we know that it can transform our children and their classrooms.
So I'm gonna jump in.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say, maybe like the average listener, I'm gonna confess and say sometimes I get confused between empathy and sympathy. What are the differences?
All right. So empathy is where you truly stop and try to understand the other person's feelings, and you try to label what they're feeling and share that feeling with them. Whereas sympathy is more where you don't actually take on feeling any of what the other person's feeling, and you tend to give more trite examples. There's this link that I'm going to get all listeners to pull up today and watch, because it's the best description of the difference between empathy and sympathy, and it's by Brené Brown. And all people have to do is go to YouTube and write in RAS Shorts and the words Power of Empathy. And she does this talk, and a cartoon artist created this visual montage to go with it. So here's what I would say to you, Les, is empathy, if you told me that something bad happened at work, empathy would say, wow, Les, that sounds like it really hurt you when that happened. Tell me more about that. And I would try to join you in whatever hurt you're experiencing. Whereas sympathy would be, oh, that's really too bad that that happened, but at least you have a job.
Okay.
That's what sympathy does. And Brené Brown's argument is that sympathy disconnects us from the other person, whereas empathy keeps us connected.
So I can totally see if a child is exercising this empathetic muscle, you know, their whole lives, they're going to build a whole lot of relationship.
Oh, absolutely, and quality relationships. And again, from a school perspective, not only does it improve the relationships we have with other people, but there's a strong correlation between this skill and a child's cognitive development and performance at school. And this scientific research has continued to mount, and we know that it's not only good for relationships, but it's good for learning.
Well, Kimberly, that is fantastic clarity. Now, what is going on this time or this time of the year at Eckert Center?
All right. Well, this fall, I will be running our small group parenting class called Raising a Secure Child. And this is an opportunity for parents who would love to come in and explore their child's needs and looking specifically at helping them feel secure and safe, but also ready to be independent and go out and explore the world away from us. And this is targeted for families who have children ages 0 to 8. I really encourage people to look at their extended health care benefits. And this is a limited opportunity. In other words, I only work with 3 parenting couples. So you can come as a single parent or you can come as a parenting unit, but we do limit it to no more than 6 adults if you're coming as couples. But again, if you're coming on your own, you're a single parent and still ready to take on this learning, I would welcome you there.
So we have a certificate to give away today.
Yes, and so this certificate is towards any service that a caller would need. We would get you started by connecting you with a clinician. They would do a file review and a consultation with the family to figure out what their needs are and to make recommendations from there.
We'll take caller number 1 right now, 276-8888, and that certificate can be yours. And to get more information about the Raising a Secure Child mini seminar, if you will, time with Kimberly, go to eckertcenter.com. Of course, center spelled the Canadian way. Hey, thanks so much, Kimberly.
Thank you, Les.